He kept popping in to show me things he'd unearthed whilst packing, including his first teddy bear, a christening present from Merrill and Tony. How has Rosencrantz grown up so quickly? It was like yesterday I remember the vicar asking him what he wanted to name the teddy. How about something from your Sunday school class? He said, sipping his tea by the buffet table. Noah? Jacob? Job? The guests watched on, charmed by my cute little boy dressed in a miniature black suit and furrowing his tiny eyebrows deep in thought.
I'm going to call her Bitch, he squeaked, causing the vicar to choke into his cup. Meet my new teddy bear, Bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitchy, bitch, bitch.
Several guests froze with their fruitcake mid-air, and a lady in a big hat gasped in horror. He just loves the word bitch, I said, grinning awkwardly. Of course he doesn't know what it means. I've been reading that Jackie Collins novel, The Bitch. Not as a bedtime story to him, I hope, said the vicar irritably, mopping tea off his cassock. Suffice it to say, Rosencrantz never went back to Sunday school. I looked fondly at Bitch, now a bit threadbare and faded, sat beside my computer screen. She came with us on every family holiday and was even admitted to hospital with Rosencrantz when he had his appendix removed. Just then the phone on my desk rang. I wiped away a tear and picked it up. It was Angie. All right, love, you finished the bloody book yet? She said, exhaling cigarette smoke down the line. I'm trying to finish, but you keep ringing me to ask if I've finished. I need you to come up with a new title, she said. You said the Duchess of York's secret agent was perfect. Oh, it is, she said. I love it. The PR people love it. Your editor thinks it's genius. Then what's the problem? Well, your publisher thinks it's too long for twittering purposes.
I don't understand.
Twitter is playing a big part in your book launch next year. A tweet can only be 140 characters. They think using 33 of them for the title is a waste.
We've sat through 12 meetings about the title, where everyone has agreed that they love The Duchess of York, Secret Agent.
As my literary agent, can't you put your foot down?
The low drone of a drill started up. Angie is having the basement of her new house excavated for a swimming pool and hot stone massage room.
Look, Coco, she shouted above the noise. When you get a six-figure advance, you're in octo the publishing ass. If they say the title has to be shorter, it has to be shorter. You think you can come up with something by tomorrow?
The drilling moved up an octave. I felt like telling her it was thanks to my six-figure advance she would soon be splashing about in a private swimming pool, but she started shouting at her builder, so I put the phone down. Rosencrantz poked his head around the door.
That's the last of the boxes, Mum, he said. All that's left is Bitch. Do you want her to stay here?
No, she belongs with you. I gave Bitch a last cuddle and he took her downstairs. I stared at my screen for a few seconds, then switched it off. I went to Rosencrantz's bedroom, all but empty apart from a Dieu du Stade calendar hanging on the wall. A naked French rugby player smouldered back, glancing over his muscled back and impossibly perfect behind. From the window, I could see Daniel and Adam down in the driveway helping Rosencrantz fit his boxes into the boot of Daniel's car. Another tear escaped my eye.
Here, love, said Ethel, appearing at my elbow. I jumped. She has real stealth for a decrepit old bag.
She pulled a tissue from her sleeve. I took it and blew my nose.
I knew this day would come, just not this quickly, I said.
He's 22, love. He's got to spread his wings.
Why does he need to spread them south of the river? It's so rough.
It'll toughen him up, put hairs on his chest. Or at least now he's paying rent, he'll not be able to afford Veet, so the hairs on his chest will grow back.
Down in the driveway, Rosencrantz loaded in the last box and Daniel closed the boot. The moment had come.
All that stood between now and empty nest syndrome was a warm glass of Asti Spumanti.
Oh, Lord, you'll be fine, love, said Ethel. You'll do the shake and vac and move the toy boy in. Speak of the devil.
Adam came through the door, all lithe and muscular in a tight T-shirt and jeans.
Hey, come on, what's this?
He said, pulling me into his arms and planting a soft, sweet kiss on the top of my head.
He'll only be 20 minutes away by car.
What about rush hour? I sobbed. The journey...